And it's a good segue to Reece Carter, Melbourne United assistant coach. Let's talk some NBL. Watch every game of the Hungry Jacks NBL on ESPN and on KO. Reece, great to have you on. Firstly, great to have you on the program again. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Wayne.
We've been talking about our game, and your guys get to sort of stalk the sideline a bit and chat to the referees during the course of an evening. I notice that your job sometimes is to corral Dean. How is it at the moment on the sideline these days in the NBL? And is it hard to corral at times?
Oh, yeah. You know, the coach or the head coaches obviously are up on the side of the floor and get to have a nice close chat with the refs. We generally scream our abuse from the bench. So that's more. Now we try and keep it pretty civil. You got to play the game with these guys. You know, get to know a few of them, and you got to build that relationship. But yeah, Dino's he wants to focus more on the game. So every now and then you got to cool him down. But otherwise, he's pretty good usually. So we try and have a good relationship with the refs, and you know, they got a tough job. So yeah, we try and keep it civil.
Yeah, squeaky wheel sometimes gets the oil, it seems like, in the NBL. But we'll address that another time. You got bigger fish to fry. Tomorrow night, massive game. Illawarra Hawks, what do you make of the Hawks?
Yeah, they've had an amazing run, second half of the year. Obviously, we played them our last game of the season 2 weeks ago. So very familiar, tough battle that day. You know, they've got some guys that have really found form in the second half of the year. And yeah, they're playing fast and they're playing with energy and they're playing together. So it's going to be a battle. Yeah, we feel like we've really had a great couple of weeks building, getting everyone healthy, freshening up and getting some good work into us in training. So, yeah, we're feeling really good about it.
So I know you're going to tell me 3 weeks almost since you've played is going to be good for you. Convince me that it's been good for you if you can.
Well, yeah, as I said, we've probably had a couple of guys that were playing with a little bit of soreness and little niggles that we wanted to get rid of. And guys are feeling fresh, feeling really good. But at the same time, we had two really good games against ourselves at intra-club games, brought refs in, played sort of 80% of a full game over the 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks. And both of those were just at a really high level. We were able to get what we needed out of guys and get a good competitive hit. So, yeah, I mean, time will tell whether it's been the secret formula or not, but we're feeling pretty good coming into it. So we don't mind at all that we've been able to sit back. They've had a couple of guys hurt and had to play two games in 5 days with a bit of travel and now traveling down here again. So yeah, let's hope that you know, serves us well.
And is your plan just to do what you do really well and not worry too much about them? Is that the way you're going to go about it, given you've been the best team in the comp all season?
Yeah, we have to definitely play our style and have the game on our terms. And I think we can't underestimate them. We've done a good prep on how they play and how we want to get the game on our terms and play our way. So definitely a mix of knowing what they do, knowing how we want to stop it, and then also, yeah, knowing how we want to get the game on our terms and play at our pace, you know, play at our style and make sure we... Like you said, we've been on top. We've won the games all year by playing our game, and I think to get to the playoffs and try and change it all would be a bit silly. So we're definitely looking to just maintain our style and be true to who we are.
Which is essentially a super hard defense, isn't it, Reece? That's what you want to play and score off the back of that.
Yeah, for sure. Our defense starts our offense. We you know, we got the defensive player of the year, Shai Ely. We've got, you know, Dally in there, who obviously was trusted to shut down Steph Curry a couple of years ago, so not a bad backup plan for Shai Ely. And, you know, we've got so many good defenders and we trust our defensive system. You know, we want to play that physical style of defense and, like I said, get stops, start our offense that way. You can run out on fast breaks, the best way to score. So if we can start it with our defense, yeah, it's always a good start for us.
Good luck, Reece. Oh, we'll be watching. We'll all be watching. I might even be there for... Well, I won't say game three because there might not be one. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks, Tony.
Reece Carter, Melbourne United assistant coach. You can watch every game of the Hungry Jacks NBL on ESPN and KO. So Melbourne, Illawarra game one of their series is tomorrow night. And then Sunday, Illawarra hosts Melbourne for game two. And then, if needed, Wednesday, Melbourne and Illawarra. And in the other side of the draw, Perth and Tasmania play in Perth on Friday in game one of their series.